Hello, Mzanzi. Welcome to another episode of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and I'm your host for this episode. We are continuing our series on the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, a program that highlights the skills of hardworking wine industry workers and helps boost their careers, recognizing their vital contributions. Let's have a listen to this interview featuring another mover and shaker in South Africa's wine industry. Hello, South African wine lovers. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and welcome to a very special series on the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, also known as SAWIP, a groundbreaking initiative spearheaded by South Africa Wine. Now, this is a first of its kind move for the wine industry. And if you're ready to take your wine industry career to the next level, you'll definitely want to listen closely. In a 16-episode series, we explore how this initiative will impact South Africa's wine industry and how you can get involved. Join us as we uncork the magic. Right now, I'm joined by Kashne Ross, the People and Skills Development Manager at SA Wine. Kashne, thank you so much for being here and welcome.
Hi, Duncan. Thank you for having me.
Now, you're the People and Skills Development Manager at South Africa Wine, but you're also the person that's been putting all the hard work in to getting this initiative off the ground over the past almost six years. In your words, who is SAWIP and what is your mission?
The South African Wine Industry Professional Body, as you call it, SAWIP, is a body that we started to grow the learning culture for the South African wine industry. We were thinking holistically. We were thinking, how can we bring all the knowledge and the resources together to grow the knowledge base of our professionals in the industry? We have a lot of initiatives, a lot of interventions. We have a lot of training programs, all happening in fragmentation. So the best thing we could come up with was a professional body, a non-regulated body voluntarily for anybody that would like to grow their skills in the wine industry.
That's amazing. I mean, someone's listening to it right now and thinking, finally, there's a body of this kind that exists. Now, I understand that it is an independent body, or will be in an independent body, an MPC. But tell us how it all started.
It all started 6 years ago with a concept that was very foreign to board members and to our industry. I think traditionally we would think that our industry is a mature industry with by already having professionals such as winemakers and viticulturists. However, we saw a gap in career pathway development and a little bit in our qualification programs. And the best way to fill that gaps is by designating people in an industry, organized by an industry and informed by an industry. And what we've been doing the past 6 years is we've been documenting quality management systems, RPL systems, that means recognition of prior learning policies and career pathways. And we've identified where the gaps are and in the best way try to fill up that gaps.
It sounds like a lot of work has already gone into this initiative. How does SAWIP, number one, improve the sustainability of the industry, but also to the opportunities for members?
Duncan, I think when we talk sustainability, we tend to think about environmental sustainability. However, there's a big social component, and we want to keep the social component of our industry healthy. And we believe the best way that you can do that is through education and support. And we see the professional body as a support structure to educate our industry on various levels: soft skills, technical skills, and really showing that we want to create opportunities for advancement and especially career advancement for each and everyone in the industry.
Yeah. How can wineries get involved and benefit directly from this project?
So apart from just wineries benefiting, do you mind me answering the various groups that can benefit?
Definitely.
So as a person, you can benefit by being a member of the professional body and signing a code of conduct. By doing that, you get access to resources, you get invited to knowledge donation days, and you can even get an opportunity or training or learning opportunity that we coordinate. Then as a winery, and we call them affiliates, you can affiliate to the professional body, where you identify people in your business that you would like to designate as a professional that would give them that extra recognition. That means they are relevant in what they are doing. We give them opportunities for continuous professional development. And we also created a space where training service providers can affiliate with the body. And we broaden the spectrum by availing an e-learning platform, give them more accreditation and recognition for the outcomes-based learning that they provide for the industry.
It excites me about of what it can mean for the future of South Africa's wine industry and the players in it. But how does it all work? You mentioned that it recognizes skills built from experience and not through official certification.
What we focus on is competencies. So we do competency-based surveys on a basic, intermediate, and advanced level. So we look across the spectrum of professionals in the industry, from a farm worker to a specialist or a winemaker, and we look across the value chain, Duncan. So we focus very much on wine industry specific competencies in order to also improve the quality of the product that we deliver. And we try to address, through the Knowledge Donation Days, the real challenges of what's happening in, for example, the logistics space, the wine marketing space, or the tourism space, by sharing knowledge that are relevant.
So at the core of SAWAP are the councils. Please tell us a bit more about this. Who are these people and what are their roles in the structure?
Our council members we regard as our community of expert practitioners. They represent the entire value chain. We have four councils: primary production, secondary production, wine marketing and tourism, and also logistics and distribution. This community of expert practitioners have been chosen to represent the industry and to validate the information and resources we get together to be represented through the professional body to our members.
Yeah. Okay, so we've heard about SAWAP, who it is, what your mission is, what are the benefits, how do people get involved or register?
You can get involved by contacting me, or you could register on our website, www.sawib.co.za, affiliate with us and sign our code of conduct, and we will ensure that everyone stays up to date with the most relevant and recent knowledge and resources.
Yeah, Kashmir, beyond the immediate wine industry, who should take notice of what it is that you are doing and working to achieve at SAWAP?
Well, Duncan, I think many other sectors and industry can learn from this initiative. It's a start for us in the agricultural sector to approach a professional body to holistically address the skills needs. I think internationally, our partners can learn from this initiative as well. Because we are so holistically focused and systemically focused, we try to ensure that our standards are being met and that whatever wine we are making, we as individuals and professionals working in the industry, we work up until a certain standard, and we make sure that our members are relevant in knowledge.
This is beautiful work that you are busy with, and all the best. Maybe a final message to the wine industry that you have?
My final message to the wine industry would be to let's collaboratively work towards increasing the knowledge base of our industry on all levels. Let's consider that, yes, we have lots of experience, lots of knowledge, lots of qualifications, and we are already working and doing work very professionally, but let's just lift the standard, work together, and share the knowledge that we have by utilizing the platform that we've created for the wine industry.
Collaboration, collaboration.
Absolutely.
Well, there you have it, Kashne Ross, the People and Skills Development Manager at SA Wine. The sustainability of the wine industry is not just about the vineyards and the environment, but it's also about recognizing and investing in the human capital that drives it. This initiative aims to enhance the skills, knowledge, and professional growth of those working within the industry to ultimately ensure a thriving and sustainable future. Now, where there's wine, there seems to be an enormous amount of progressive thinking. So stay tuned as we delve deeper into this exciting journey. And that's a wrap. Join me again next time as we dive deep into the South African wine industry professional body. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of our episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food for Mzansi, thanks for listening.